Welcome back to the Millennial Dentist Podcast, a podcast all about working smarter, not harder, pushing dentists to go beyond dental school dentistry and build the practice of your dreams. Here are your hosts, the one and only Dr. Payray and the millennial dentist himself, Dr. Sully Sullivan.
The listener right now is probably like,
okay, yeah, Darren. He's still sitting in there. Like, I'm going to hand him the headset through the
wall.
We'll
call him back. We'll call him back. To
all
the
ladies in the place. All right, so we're here in Nashville. And Sully, you introduce, like, what's going on right now.
So super stoked. We got lots of people in here. Obviously, you know, look, all you Millennial Dentist Podcast listeners, we're just coming back. We're making a comeback. We're just... You know, this building, a kid, you got to give me some slack, but we're back. And so this is going to be good. And then I'm super stoked. We got my boy Shay here from South Carolina. You know, he's starting the new podcast called Launch. So y'all got to be checking that out. If you're his listeners, and we'd love to have you too. We're glad to be here. We got everybody here. We got Darren Clark, downtown Nashville, downtown dental, a good buddy of mine. We got Sun Cam from True Abutment. Son, are you from, where are you living at? I guess you live there.
Yeah, I live in California.
Gosh,
Irvine, California.
So nice, Irvine. But the weather is just...
Yeah, I think it was raining today. But yeah,
it's gorgeous. One time a year. Good yeah. For you, be out of town. We got Donnie Murray.
It's long, like to be here, man.
Donnie Murray listener, in the house.
Long time listener, good buddy, good friend. And we got Tony, the smile professor, in the house.
Smile Not professor.
We'll mic him up if we need to mic up.
Check his Instagram page if you're not already following. It's amazing.
Follow all of us on Instagram.
All right. So, yeah, my Instagram is at Launch Digital Dentistry for my professional stuff. I love it. It's my creative outlet.
I love it. My creative outlet.
It is. I just got to get all my energy out. I love it. All right, Sully. So, we were talking last podcast and we were just vibing. And so, the idea of this, the theme for today, this podcast segment brought to you by True Abutment. So we got Sun Kim in the house. So we're going to kind of like interrogate Sun Kim. So Sun, introduce yourself. All right.
Sun's like, whatever I say may or may not be used against me.
Yeah. Well, my name is Sun. I work for True Abutment. I just, you know, got the chance, heard the news that, everyone here in this room's meeting, like maybe 2 weeks ago, you know, just got a plane ticket. A little bit more expensive than I thought it would be.
From LA to where? Where are we?
Nashville.
Baby, Tennessee. Yeah.
Dude, I'm kind of surprised. I feel like that, like, in order to get out of California with COVID right now, you got to, like,
yeah, you know, it's crazy.
Breaking out.
Even right now, if you are flying in or out from LAX, you have to have some documentation. So,
crazy.
A lot of people are not flying from LAX. They're, you know, like myself.
What do you mean documentation? You don't usually have to show your ID? Like, what are you talking
about?
No,
like, I don't know. Like, you got to show
why you're going.
Why you're going.
The why.
Like, where you're staying.
Do you have to have, like, COVID vaccine, like, card to show?
I don't know. I haven't been there. Yeah. I didn't even try to be in LAX for, like, past year. So, I don't know what's going on, but yeah.
Where'd you fly out of?
Santa Ana Airport.
Oh, I love that airport. Yeah.
We're, like, 5 minutes away from Santa Ana Airport. So.
Cool. So, Son, so the intro for you, really, personally and professionally, I've got to meet Sun Kim. My story for meeting Sun Kim with True Abutment is actually with Donnie Murray. He was hosting the Are You Numb Yet course at the Foundry in Virginia, and I met Son on a porch of T-Box One at the Foundry, and we clicked like instantly, and then... we clashed in Las Vegas. I was there for Implant Direct DSO, probably like a little private event for hybrid workflows. And there was a storm coming through Florida. It was a hurricane, and I was gonna. It was a 1-2 day event. So I was there Monday, Tuesday, and I was getting ready to fly out Tuesday night, and then I was going to need to fly back to Austin to meet Dr. August Olivero with the 3D printing course with Todd Ehrlich at the Digital Enamel headquarters. Anyhow, the writing on the wall was I was not getting back to South Carolina to work for a few days and then take off out of Charlotte to go to Austin. So Sun looked at me and he said, Dr. Shay, you're not leaving. I'm going to stay with you. And you were going to drive back to LA, right? And so you stayed an extra day just because you knew I probably wasn't going to, I was going to be abandoned and stuck.
Yeah, it was just a one-day trip for me. Ended up staying with you.
And so he went with me to the airport. And everybody says this, long story short. And then, so I bought a plane ticket direct to Austin a few days later. I had no plans. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was going to be trapped in Vegas for 2 days. But Sun stayed with me on a couch on a mentor, or a friend that I met on the trip that was in the dental. And then I woke up and Sun had already drove back to L.A. And I didn't know what I was going to do for the next 2 days. But anyhow, that was you were the kind of gentleman, you know, just personally. But professionally, really cool stuff with True Abutment. But we're hanging in Nashville. And by the way, Sun Kim is an incredible golfer.
Thank you.
And he's got three Instagram pages, y'all. He's got Mr. Sun Kim. He's got Sun Kim True Abutment, if that's the right handle.
Sun.TrueAbutment.
Sun.TrueAbutment. And then he's got a golf Instagram.
I did see his golf one. I was like, is that him, or is that some other guy on the tour?
It's excessively like, I'm like, wow. And so we played golf the last few days, and he pops in true Asian friend style. He pops out the coolest little camera and on a tripod to videotape us while we're, you know, swinging the golf. And then I stole your words. He's like, yeah, we have good cameras. And so it was pretty cool. All right. So tell us about True Abutment.
All right. True Abutment, we do milling titanium, and then we solely do milling titanium.
Abutments.
Abutments.
Someone has never heard of True Abutment. You're a lab for custom abutments and or other things for implant restorations, correct?
Or only implant restoration. And then we consider ourselves not a lab. We call ourselves as a milling center. So originally, our company, back in 2013 when John started, we had 2 years of R&D, and then we sold our first product in January of 2015.
And then, a relatively new company.
Yeah. And then right now, just last month, we sold about 8,000 custom abutments.
Wow.
Just in a month. And then 8,000.
1 month?
1 month. 8,000 custom abutments.
Was that March?
March, yeah. It was crazy. It was
March
crazy in March.
2021, yeah.
And then 8,000 Thai bases. So
say those numbers again.
8,000.
I had a good one.
People are doing as many March. Thai bases as
sounds like a lot of
custom
people
abutments?
Did.
Yeah.
Y'all, we have to talk about that later, but keep going.
Yeah. A lot of, maybe like 70%
drinks
of our...
on Sun tonight.
70% of our production is to the lab. And then maybe 30% of the production is
that's actually how I got introduced to you.
I didn't realize that.
You know what?
That's
honestly, I told a fib, y'all. I'm gonna expose myself. No, that was terrible. Never mind. I'm not gonna say that. I fibbed. So actually, I didn't meet Sun Kim. I met you personally, but True Abutment, I didn't just meet through Arunamia. I wasn't using them before through my All Digital Lab in LA. They were when I requested a custom abutment. They said, we're going to use True Abutment. And I got the scan bodies. They sent me, that was kind of like the hook. So that they sent me your scan bodies. And then I scanned and then I saw the result. And I was using Atlantis. That was just pretty much the only thing I knew. And some other things. But anyhow, I switched to I started learning more about True Abutment and I started using it more. And now it's my main, right? And then so that's pretty cool. So tell us more about True Abutment and what's going on.
Yeah. We don't do box mill like other labs or milling center mostly do. What box mill is, you have like a circular jig where you put in a prefabricated abutment with a connection in it. And then mill maybe like 4 to 6 abutments at a time.
Taking my beer.
Sorry, trying to take Sully's beer.
And then
making a beer mid.
What we do different than other milling centers is we mill from bar, titanium bar. I forget what that radius or diameter.
The same way
of
they make implants, basically.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So we have like 10 feet long rod feeding into the machine, a CNC. We call it CNC Swiss milling machine. And then with that machine, 10 feet long bar mills about like 160 abutments at its max capacity. But since we have to go through like testing in the morning and everything, we go through about maybe 80 to 90 abutments on one bar.
One bar.
And you guys, can you guys imagine how much the bar would cost us.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, where do you get the bar number?
Maybe you don't
one?
Want to give away this information.
No, maybe not.
What are you talking about? Donnie.
No, this is raw. This is unfiltered.
Where's the mute button on Donnie?
There's a sound effect.
Oh, man. That's music, apparently. No, I don't know.
Like the Jamaican horn. Like, listen up, listeners. We're going to tell some secrets here. All right.
Okay, so, back to the question.
Yeah.
How much do the bars cost?
It costs.
My guess would be.
It's 80 abutments.
80 abutments on one bar. How much does a bar cost?
80 to 100 abutments.
My guess would be $1,500 a bar.
$1,500? Okay. How about you, Dr.
Dunn? I know.
Oh, you know the answer.
I know the secret.
$25
a bar? I would say around the price point of $2,000 to $3,000.
No. One bar, $180.
What? Wow. Way off. Cool. Nice margins. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But we go through
80 of our 90 abutments, 8,000 abutments.
Doing the math. Yeah.
Drinks are on tonight.
All right.
That's why I said I don't know if he wants to give away the secret.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you get your tie bases from?
We have to edit that out.
We mill it out. Yeah. We mill them.
Oh, you mill your own
tie
bases.
So we are milling specialists. We have 13-14 CNC mill back in South Korea.
So you manufacture your own supply?
Yep. We do everything from tie base, screws.
Oh, is everything being milled in Korea?
No. So these prefabricated where you can put it into the inventory.
Like our tie bases.
Yeah, tie bases, scan bodies, scan posts.
Those are all fabricated in South Korea.
Screws, because labor is a little cheaper there. And then here in the United States, we do custom abutments.
Where's your headquarters in U.S.?
In Irvine, California.
Beautiful.
And we've actually got our sales headquarters just last year in April. So we have two different offices. So one of them does all the manufacturing and quality control. And with that $180 titanium bar, we go through a lot of quality control, assemblies and all that.
There's a lot of costs associated with the 80 bar.
Wow. And side plug here for Donnie Murray and Are You Numb Yet Education. He's going to be partnering with you in your education space, which is kind of new. It's pretty cool, right? Yeah. Teaching some full arch workflow stuff. Cool.
You can add on that.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty excited. We're going out.
Are You Numb Yet making a comeback?
Yeah, we are.
Heck freaking yes. Love to hear that.
Out of the weeds. So we're at the end of July, we're going to do an all on X case course in California at True Abutments, beautiful new facility. And then have some thoughts about doing some live patient implant experiences starting next year.
Very cool. All right. So going back to Sun, is the education space at the sales or the manufacturing facility?
No, it's at the sales headquarters.
And how close are they?
Like maybe a minute walk.
Okay, so someone wants to visit and see it all.
Yeah, they can come.
You could go and walk. Mm. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And they would fly into where?
Santa Ana.
Yeah, that'd be easier, right?
Not LAX. Yeah, we're like maybe 45 minutes away from LAX, and Santa Ana is like 5 minutes.
All right, so you're relatively new. You said 2015. So tell me about the scaling of kind of your growth percentage-wise. Because the secret's out. I think your group, Sully, you guys are using it, right? How about this in the Sarekers world? Like, are they a little name or are they a big name now?
Oh, they're a big name in the Sarek world. Wow, basically, cool. What they did True Bowman's been great because they completed a lot of workflows that weren't completed. They took some things full circle that needed to be full circle. So whether that was a keyless guided kit that we've used for years using kind of a Sarek workflow, that was big. And then second, obviously, the biggest, which we use daily in our office, is multi different height, gingival height tie bases for a number of implants we use for Sarek. So that's
I really want to learn that from you because I do all custom abutments and I'm not trying to be like dogmatic. I just do it this way.
Well, no offense to them, but yeah, we do probably 5% custom abutments with them because we're using their tie base workflow.
I think I got burned with the tie base in the beginning because I used some labs that didn't understand the, maybe they did understand or not fully, but I didn't maybe. of, you know, when they would work and the platform levels. Right. You already know where I'm going with this. And so I had some failures that I'd never, and I don't really have failures like, you know, on the normal. And so I did a small sample size of like 5 or 6 and 3 of them popped off. And I was like, I'm gone out of there. That's not for me.
Yeah. We have not had, we've been doing this for probably going on 3 years now. And,
can't wait. To
I mean, I've got probably 1,000
Tune in tomorrow for
Crowns out there on Tie Bases.
Tie Base podcast. All right.
It's interesting though, because you say they completed True Abutment, that is completed workflows for you.
Completed a workflow. That was supposed to be a completed workflow.
they did it for us as well in our ecosphere, but in a much different fashion. We don't, you guys have the luxury of this well-designed Tie Base workflow within your system, which we've never had. So we had huge limitations with implant restorations. I find it ironic that your comment to end the last episode was that your favorite experience about your milling journey has been implant restorations. I would tell people the same thing. I've said True Abutment's been the best ROI I've ever had in my practice. It was a $25 scan body.
100%.
But yeah, so for us, the crazy thing that they do that's so cool is the customizability for us to make restorations for our patients. And because our systems are open, we mill the restorations ourselves. So they'll design the custom abutment and the restoration, send us the file, and we can import right into our mill.
Let me tell you why I'm
so. Are you milling the custom abutment out too?
Correct. No. They're milling the custom abutment.
And then you're milling the file.
Yeah, they're sending us the file. We mill it in our mills.
So here,
the crown.
Let me comment on why I think all of us in the room are addicted to this, because we plan with CBCT crown down type approach, right. We have the ability to do that screw retain restoration versus cement retain for obvious reasons.
Yeah, I think probably 80-90% of my restorations are screw retain. Yeah.
Right. So that was a big okay, just light bulb that went off. You know, doing CBCT and placing implants myself, but planning is the workhorse of that. And then the last button on the process is True Abutment's, you know, ability. And so, yes, so we're commenting what Donnie said. We'll approve the design. So if the listeners haven't used True Abutment before, let me back up. So how, you know, do we get from the plan design? Do you guys design and then, you know, we approve? Explain, I don't understand how it works. Explain it to the users.
So it's different for, you know, doctors that use different systems. So CEREC has their own, or we have own service for CEREC doctors. They can Serona connect the case to us, and then we design, get the approval from the doctor through email. And then once the case is done, we True Abutment mill the custom abutment and send the doctor the core file, which is abutment seated file, back to the Serona connect.
It's just a split file design.
Yeah, with split file design. So they can import that file back to their own software and then design their restoration.
You guys are designing?
We can do it similar to you in that we can mill out the over-the-top file if they want with them to mill out the custom abutment.
So let me unpack that. So we have them design everything, but we approve, and then they mill and the abutment.
And then you mill the core file.
And we mill the
crown
core
over
file.
The top. Yeah. We could do that workflow too.
Okay.
Like, I think, I'll jump in too a little bit. Ultimately, implant restorations start with a digital approach starts with the ability to put on some sort of scan body. That word gets thrown around. There's a lot of different like scan post, scan body, et cetera. But I think scan body is what y'all true scan bodies is what they refer to in your from True Abutment. And that's a universal thing that any lab basically can understand. Anything can send, because we're then taking it out of our own ecosystems. Right. And he can use it. So that's something that is kind of the entry point. Number one for all dentists. You've got an implant, you want a digitally designed restoration, you just order the true scan body from True Abutment, put the thing on, send them that file, and they can send you back, you know.
Scan bodies are a hot topic for me, because that's actually what attracted me to True Abutment. So going back to my journey with True Abutment, my all digital lab was outsourcing to True Abutment. But in order to do so, I needed to use their scan body. So they would send me the scan bodies. Your scan at that time I now have a graveyard of old scan bodies that just didn't work well. And I went through a learning curve of peak ones and the ones that came straight from the manufacturer. And a lot of them didn't have like a metal connection, above the platform. So when I sat it, when you would seat the scan body and you'd take the x-ray, sometimes you couldn't really tell if it's truly
I hate that about neodents.
Yeah. And so, yeah. And then when I got your scan bodies, true abutments, Sunken, I'm telling you, it was life changing because number one, it has this titanium that you can see on the x-ray and you can feel when it engages and it goes beyond the platform. So you can say, yes, it's seated or not. It's like crystal clear and it's durable. But not only that, the white part, the what's made out of PEEK. Yeah. It's etched in with the type size of the implant because I have all these scan bodies and I had to identify them like Sherlock Holmes, like I was doing forensics. And so I would say, hey, assistant, please get the scan body for this. And they're like, what's the implant size? They would look at my scan bodies and just hold out a bowl of scan bodies. And none of them had any labels on them. So I had to identify it from my memory and what lab. Oh, God, it was a mess. So you simplified the process. So the barrier was like, whew, this is good. And then obviously their end result's great. Do you guys, you manufacture your scan bodies?
Yeah. It feels like as a small manufacturer, like as a small late starter, we have to find that minute details that other companies don't have. And then Dr. Sullivan once explained, we are like a small ship. So if anyone,
and that was not to be disrespectful, by the way. Yeah.
I always say that. So when doctors ask or even complain about our service, we are a small ship. So any complaint or concerns or issues that you guys have with us, we can come up with solutions sometime soon.
A small ship that did 8,000 abutments last month.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's exploding,
but
right?
It really is. I mean, for us as a Syracuse, the next step became, okay, now I can send my scan body, but now they're like, okay, well, we would like to be able to manufacture because Dentsply Sirona made tie bases for these implants. The problem was they were basically 0.2 millimeters above the platform. So there was no room for soft tissue growth, no room for bone to grow underneath. And so we basically would nuke bone to get soft tissue growth underneath it over time with these tie bases. So it wasn't an ideal situation. Again, big ship, hard to get there and adjust things. And frankly, what y'all did with multi-gingival height tie bases, and I could be wrong, but I don't know if anybody was doing that 3 years ago. But talk about to me, that is like one of the biggest game changers in our industry as it pertains to implant restorations. Like it's like a cornerstone thing.
Is that
right?
A patent?
Because tie bases itself will continue, I think, to be the moving forward solution because of the cost relative to custom abutments and the time and be able to do that. So I think we're going to continue to see tie bases become more popular.
I cannot wait to learn
tie bases.
And to
have a multiple gingival height tie base, literally, no lie, is probably one of the coolest things.
Is that why I failed?
That they've done. I don't think it's why you failed.
Maybe
I don't know.
More to unpack.
But it was the key that made it what it is for us. So just like to you, an Emax restoration in one visit is a game changer to a single crown. Tie bases are that to us on an implant restoration side.
So that's cool. I can't wait to learn that from you. Tie base. We got a tie base. All right. But custom abutments is screw mintables is where I live. Okay. So that's kind of the scan bodies. And we're talking about the patents for the tie bases, the multi-level. Is that a patent? Like, is that your space?
No, I think so. But, it's always a design patent. It's not a functional because tie base, it has to end up being a restoration. So we can't do any functional, but it's a design patent, which if you change the design, maybe 20% of it, then you can, make another patent. So it's not like
exclusive.
But the other thing about it makes it so freaking good. So freaking good is that most companies use some sort of flag or cap that slides down over the tie base. The problem with that has to index appropriately with the markings on the tie base, because if they're not, then where your sprue is or where your connection is, right? Your timing is then off, so then your contact's off, etc. So what they did was their timing, when you put their scan cap on, I don't know if that's the right word for it. That's what I call it.
Yeah, scan cap.
Scan cap. It clicks into place, right? So it's, it fix in, it, it's, 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 It's
we call it unidirectional.
Unidirectional, and that it can only go down one way, and there's a physical, like you feel the snap into place. So there's no doubt on, is my cap down all the way? Is it in the right direction?
Good question. Yeah.
And I place another implant that I'm not going to name that has a tie-based workflow through the manufacturer, through CEREC. But the problem is that it's now putting the sleeve on. And so I've had implant restorations where they have to be redone because the contact is off because of how the indexing ends up working, because that thing wasn't exactly into place. And so the concept of not only a tie base, but now a scan post, right? So now I'm not actually scanning my tie base. I'm scanning a different part, an autoclavable part that's being used as my flag. And then I'm just ordering the tie bases as I need them based off the scan post that I'm using. That concept revolutionary is literally, it's a cornerstone in CEREC stuff. I mean, it really is really cool.
All right. I'm going to move the conversation just a little bit here. So we're going to,
sorry for
no, it's good.
Snagging it.
No, it's good. I think we should do something just on that. Okay, son. So if someone that's just hearing this and now they're like, okay, let me start with some true abutment. How do you get started?
So, you know, of course you can call our office. And then right now we have promotion going on, where doctor can set up, account and then get 5 free scan bodies, of your choice, for $10, for shipping. Just
hit the, we hit
just
the shipped sound. It. Did y'all, are y'all listening? Because this is amazing. We just said how kick.
It's been a minute. I gotta learn my hot buttons.
We just said how kick butt your scan bodies are.
My hot
so Lewis, rewind that. Didn't you say you can get 5 for free?
Yeah, 5
just
for free.
Start. Yep. How much do scan bodies usually cost?
It's 25.
No, but usually in the industry, for average, you know, 30 to 20 yeah. to 50.
Oh, my yeah. goodness.
You're getting the best scan bodies, y'all, for free to start.
We just wanted to, you know.
I could talk true about, but they got multi-unit scan bodies that are legit.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready to go into
the
that.
The whole
yeah,
shebang,
so,
man.
I could go.
So we're just starting
custom
with the
locators.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go in. But listen, the brand new user trying to figure out how to get started, so they get free scan bodies. And do they go through their lab? Or do how does their lab get
involved? They can. So for doctors that doesn't have a meal in their office, we recommend going through a lab because, you know, at the end of the day, they don't have the capability to meal their own restoration.
So they just request through the lab to use you as the custom abutment manufacturer, mm-hmm.
They
outsource.
You can do that. And then if you have a meal in your office, where you have the full ecosystem to, you know, come to a final restoration, then you can send directly to us. We'll design the abutment and restoration, and then send you the crown file or the core file for CEREC users. And then, you know, you're milling the house.
So let's, we're all going to chime in as a group now. We're going to kind of go a testimonial just to kind of like let you know all our different ideas. But like, I'll be your champion in saying that changed. I'll echo what Donnie said. It was the best thing I've ever done for my implant restorative practice. We just had Smile Professor walk into the room, and I want to hear your opinion on this. This is Dr. Tony Murray. Donnie Murray. Tony Menudo.
We've combined into
sorry,
the same
I just
person.
Morphed you. All right, here he is.
So for me in my practice, I love true abutment. And the thing that I love the most is the ROI that I get. I have a milling unit in my office, and for us, this workflow saves us many hundreds of dollars on each case compared to what it would cost to send this to a lab and have the lab outsource the custom abutment. So for me, that's the big thing. As someone who's in a new practice, obviously we're looking for ways we can save money, right? And true abutment for us has been a huge solution. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, next is Dr. Darren Clark. Darren, introduce yourself. What's your true abutment connection?
What's my connection?
Yeah, what's your journey there? Put this headset on.
I actually met Sun and was introduced to the true abutment process at one of the RU-NUMMET courses, and I was barely getting into implants. Wasn't really doing anything with tie bases. I was just like placing some implants and taking impressions and sending those out to the lab to have them made. which at that point I did not know was exorbitant fees. And I met Sun. We talked about what they do, and honestly, we've been working with them for years at this point, and the experience has been fantastic. The process. We talk all the time about how important our time is. The process saves me a huge amount of time within our office because our assistants know how to use their scan bodies. They know how to do the scans for them. So a patient comes in with an implant that's integrated and ready to restore, and that appointment has almost nothing to do with me, which is really good. And then we get an email back. We get an email back from True Abutment within a couple of days, and there are multiple perspectives of the design process and what they've done and where things are going to land and measured down to 100 microns. I mean, you know, this thing's going to be accurate when you get it back. I look at the design. I reply to the email that it looks good, and they, in our office, what happens is they email us the STL for the crown. And then as soon as they get approval, they immediately mill the abutment and send it our way. From a time perspective and from a cost perspective, far and away, this is the best way we found to do it in our office. And the quality of work is already built in because you saw it with the email, because everything is measured. It is one of the easiest game changers that we've implemented in our office with working with a different company.
All right. 1 minute answer, because I just don't want to go. I want Sully to drive about the extra stuff that True Abutment does, just kind of introduce the advanced stuff. Donnie, 1 minute answer
or less. What was the question?
Just tell the audience your journey, not the details of the STL and the core file, blah, blah. Just like has it been successful?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I think Darren touched on it, but as we add digital technology in our practices, cost savings is a certain component of it. But you still have to keep in mind the patient outcome and experience. And not only does True Abutment save you from a cost perspective, because I actually pay much less than I did for implant restoration.
It's literally like a third of the cost.
But it's a
you
better.
You guys should raise your fees.
After what I heard about the bar,
yeah, I want a piece of the company and raise your fees.
My time base about costs the same
I'm
as the
buying
bar.
In, and then raise your fees triple, and then then you know.
So
insider trading,
but like Darren said, the outcome. I've tried lots of different ways to restore implants, and there's not a better way that I've seen on the market. And when I'm in. Installing workflows, devices, technologies in a practice, I keep in mind the fact that, again, the bar is low. I have a lot of associates that work for us. I have some very talented associates, but it has to be things that
some not so talented associates.
There has to be things that you know, it's not just about me using the product. It's about the ease of use for all my teams, all my providers. And it's done wonders for us.
I echo that. Yeah, it's really good. So just a simple answer for me, it's just been fast, efficient, and everyone wins. All right. So going on to other things besides a single crown implant restoration, we're talking about removable stuff. It's really kick butt. Tell the audience about your locator type and how you parallel stuff. And then Sully, I want you to drive from there about the full arch stuff that you were mentioning.
So we as a company, we are, our founders are all engineers, and then they have engineering background. Some of them are mechanics, CNC specialists. So what we are trying to do is, more like as an innovator in the dental field, we try to come up with two new solutions every year. Last year, because of COVID, we couldn't, but, every year we're coming up with some kind of, solution that would benefit the doctors or the labs, and at the end of the day, the patient. And then several of them, or one of them is, we call it T-Lock, it's a attachment of a locator, but we customize the angle up to a 100th degree to make it parallel And then we, you know, think about the mastication and, you know, the angle of the mastication. So we, you know, tilt it little facially to make 100, you know, as even and perpendicular as possible. So there's more retention on it. And then that acrylic that goes in the place doesn't wear out as quick.
Let me put this in the layman's terms. You got a little wonky with your implant placement.
100 degrees off.
And you got a couple implants. You got 4 implants for a locator denture, and you got 2 going to the right, 1 going straight, 1 going to the left. This is your bailout. So, yes. I mean, the problem is most locator companies, Zest or manufacturer locators companies, they're going to come in multiple gingival heights, but they're going to be straight. Some now have gone out and ventured into maybe a 17-degree angle abutment. But then you got that. So you got to hope that falls into that. You were not only were you off, but you were 17 degrees off. Otherwise, then that's not even that helpful. So yes, I mean, to me, doing locators, it really is the way to go. I mean, for me, the workflow has become so amazing. So I uncovery, I put on my true scan bodies that are, you know, they got them from like almost every implant company, I'm sure. I send that file to them. They do the same workflow, right? They put that in and they measure the angles, they change them up, make them all perpendicular, send me that back to approve. And the next thing you know, I show up that I've got these custom locators that are perfectly going to draw and work well. What I like about them, kind of getting a little more into the details again from kind of just the doctor side, is it's the same locator that the original Zest is, I believe the RTX. And so what's great about that is it fits their housings. It also fits the Novolok housings, which I really like from Identica. And so you've got a good bit of variety there and ability to use those with. So if you're already using Zest, which is a pretty popular company, it's a no-brainer to switch because you're not having to change out your inserts, your housings, etc. And you get freaking phenomenal locators. So that in its own right is pretty sexy.
Tony, the smile professor down in Charleston, do y'all do that for your dental students? Are they using this workflow currently?
Our digital residents are. But our dental students, are with a lot, obviously a lot of supervision, a lot of help. I don't deal with that part of their education. That's Mark Ludlow, who is a very, very capable implant, restorative dentist who spearheads that. But our digital dentistry residents, we
did
just
you say
started
digital dentistry residency.
We have a brand new program.
Tell the audience about that.
Brand new program at MUSC, Digital Dentistry Residency. This is its first year. We have 2 residents. And basically, they are doing a ton of this exact thing. Large hybrid cases, big implant workflows. They're basically, it's basically a PROS residency with all digital workflows is what it's turned into.
So if you're
into
a dental student listening to this
how about if you're a dentist?
If you're a I would love to go. Exactly.
Can I come back, please?
Do you guys have dental students listening on your podcast?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sure. Really cool. Listen up, y'all. MUSC has a digital dentistry digital dentistry residency. It's pretty slick.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you guys are using this workflow. I mean, the residency is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Very cool. All right. And then
guys, I want to chime in.
Yeah. Darren, what was up?
So I graduated in 2007.
That kind of scared me. I didn't know where you came from.
And I'm looking, like, obviously I know Tony, I know Shay, I know, Wally's huge in that program. I'm seeing what they're teaching their students, and I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, I would have taken on another $200,000 worth of student loan debt if I'd had the opportunity to learn these things in dental school, because my journey was getting out of dental school, understanding how to do like traditional run of the mill bread and butter dentistry, all very analog. And then I've had to, I mean, it's been a long, hard crawl to what mediocre level of digital, acumen I have at this point. But the value in starting off your career, having laid hands on this technology and implemented it in some of the cases that you were doing in dental school, I wish I could go back to school and be a part of that.
I'm going to shoot myself in the foot for saying this. I think if you're listening and you're a dentist looking for a new associate or partner, Tony, I mean, the recruiting of these guys coming out. Or girls.
Yeah, can I get their name?
I mean,
if you're listening to the podcast, we're going to hire our fourth doctor. I'm telling you, pretty soon. So
like, you know, we're adding others in our group practice, and we're kind of fortunate.
Dental partners.
We have a little bit of farm team type thing. You know, you guys kind of feed us some great dental students and residents, but like these digital dentistry, you know, you said PROS basically residency, but they're digital base. That's, I mean, we're going to be fighting over these residents. So could that mean that the demand, that's a whole different politic question for the residents, you know, you have two. I mean, you guys could have a huge demand for your students after you graduate them. Pretty cool. All right. And then in closing here, do we want to mention full arch? You mentioned when I walked away,
there's a couple cool things. Yeah, there's a couple cool things. Obviously, locators is a great common one that people can get into.
Are you doing full arch?
Yeah, for sure.
T-bone arch.
Yeah, we do some full arch stuff.
I knew the answer. I was just asking.
There's a lot of cool full arch workflows.
I want to learn your stuff.
I did a pretty cool case with True About Me once where we actually basically we fabricated, you know, the prosthetic with no pickup prior to doing the surgery. So we did the stackable guides where unlike most of your stackable guides, you still have to pick up the temporary prosthetic. Whereas we said, you know, I think we can nail this so good that basically the housings we already looted into the temporary prosthetic. So, and it was pretty money to do something cool like that. There's a lot of stuff. I love, you know, you get in, you know, obviously we haven't mentioned that, you know, True Abutment has a sister company called Urus, which is an implant company that does some really cool stuff too. So you get into that, what they really do well is that manufacturing side of things. So like, the Urus implant kit is
game
one
changer.
Of the coolest kits.
I just started 2 weeks ago
out there with it. So yeah, some cool stuff.
Oh, keyless,
very cool kit.
Oh, cool kit.
And we also learned what the name Urus meant last night.
Okay, so for the audience,
oh, I want to know that.
I've been ragged. Let me just tell you, I've been ragged by my implant colleagues. They're like, "What is Urus? Sounds like Urus." So sorry, son.
It's okay.
Explained. And I think it's beautiful. And you said y'all hide it because you're a little embarrassed. It may be kind of cheeky, cheesy.
Yeah. You know. This name came up when John was having some drink.
That's perfect timing.
Is that like the cut us off type thing?
No, but yeah. John was having some drinks.
Yeah, with his founding members. And then the Urus is ultimate restorative implant system.
Wow. Oh, I love it.
I know, see?
I think it's great.
Ultimate restorative implant system.
It is so cocky.
I wish I had known that.
Because
I know, right?
We're talking about the workflow, the complete workflow.
You mean share an equally cocky acronym? So our LLC that is building our new building is Taku, TAKU LLC. Try and keep up.
Hey, let's do some last. All right, last plug. All right, follow Launch Digital Dentistry on Instagram. We're going to have some events to show you the workflows of True Abutment. Also follow Donnie Murray, Are You Numb Yet? They're partnering at Plan Mecca for an event to do full arch workflows. And then Sully, what's the name?
Y'all just try and keep up.
Ah.
Thank you for listening to The Millennial Dentist. Visit us online at millennialdentist.com.